I'll scrub out your one. I'm actually keeping the score on this one because I figured it wouldn't take long.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. My name's James, and welcome to our Planet FPL Patron Quiz Final, which has gone a little bit awry because we've got two correspondents here rather than patrons, but you get the idea. Let's say Slack community. Right, let's introduce the guys in order that they won their semi-finals. Introducing first our Manchester United correspondent, Gary Robinson.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Feeling confident?
Not especially after listening to the last three semi-finals, but we'll see.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Our Chelsea correspondent, Gary Mantle, Mr. Phantom Mantle. He's in. Hello. How are you, Gary?
Hello. Yeah, good. Hi, everyone.
Angus McPhail, third semi-final winner. How are you, Angus?
Very well, thank you. You?
Yes, very well. Thank you, mate. And our final semi-final winner, Ryan Quinn, is in. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, James.
Good stuff. Is everyone ready? Is everyone feeling confident?
Ready, not confident.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Just quick go round. Gary, who do you think is going to win? Robinson?
I'll say Angus.
Mantle?
Angus.
Oh, pressure, Angus. What are you thinking?
I'm going to hedge my bets and just say Gary.
Pretty good, that, in fairness. And Ryan?
I'll probably go with Angus as well.
Angus, are you feeling the pressure now, mate?
A little bit.
Okay. In a slight difference to the semi-finals, this quiz is slightly longer, not massively. Don't panic. 25 questions. The first 18 are done by myself. The final 7 questions are done by some of our patrons. No bullshitting, lads. This is fucking hard. It's going to be way tougher than the quiz semis. I imagine someone listening, good morning, Suj, is going to get none. I don't expect anybody on this to get none. And I don't think it's not going to be like 4-3, but no one's getting 25 out of 25. I'm absolutely certain of that. Are we ready to give it a go, guys?
Yeah.
Gary is my cat playing. Are we Robbo?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I've been called worse.
Would you prefer something else?
No, that's fine, yeah.
Mr. Mantle?
Yep.
Are you Mantle?
I am, yeah.
All right, fine. Let's go with that then. Right, here we go, guys. Good luck. There's only one answer to each question. I think it's a trick question. Question one. Who was the last player to wear number 9 for Leicester City in the Premier League before Jamie Vardy? Gary Robinson was thinking of Jamie Vardy there. James, cheers, mate. I thought you said this was going to be hard. Yeah, it is, mate. Question one. Who was the last player to wear number 9 for Leicester City in the Premier League before Jamie Vardy?
Definitely not getting 25.
Yeah, I can't even think when they were last in the Premier League before. I can't think what era they were last in the Premier League.
Can I be really honest with you? Some of the following questions are a little bit easier than that one. Because I wouldn't have had a clue getting that, mate. Literally none. Question two. Who is the only player to score a Premier League hat-trick for 3 different clubs in the 21st century? There are a few players that have done it, but only one has done it in the 21st century. Question two, who is the only player to score a Premier League hat-trick for 3 different clubs in the 21st century? Question three, shout out to Paul Parsons. I've not gone with the exact question that you mentioned because I had something very similar in mind already, but shout out to him. Question three, which non-British player has made the most Premier League appearances? Question three, which non-British player has made the most Premier League appearances? I've suddenly had a moment in my mind and gone, James, have you forgotten about Republic of Ireland players? So I'm going to add non-British and Irish just to be on the safe side there. Which non-British and Irish player has made the most Premier League appearances?
Wow.
Zero so far, yeah?
I haven't even got an answer written down yet.
All right, you're going to get one for this, honestly. You really know you got three blanks. I love it.
I've got a lot of scribbling, but yeah, no answers yet.
Question four. Which player scored a hat-trick against his previous club last season in the Premier League? Question four. Which player scored a hat-trick against his previous club last season in the Premier League? Question five. Which player from Scotland has scored the most Premier League goals? Gary Robinson is wishing that he lost his semi-final.
Yeah. I'm wishing I'd just gone to work at 8 o'clock this morning.
Question five. Which player from Scotland has scored the most Premier League goals? Some of these do take a little bit of thought process over. So I'll do a bit of blagging between some of the questions. And you're going to need some blagging between this next one as well, I think. Question six. Which Englishman who has not yet represented the senior England team became the first player born in the 21st century to score in the Premier League? Which Englishman who has not yet represented the senior England team became the first player born in the 21st century to score in the Premier League? Another one that I'd have to openly put my hands up and say I wouldn't have had the foggiest. This one you can all definitely take a stab at. Question seven. In what Premier League season did Samuel Eto'o play for Everton? Samuel Eto'o played for Everton. Yep. That's a real thing. It happened. Question seven. In what Premier League season did Samuel Eto'o play for Everton? Shout out to Jamie Roberts because he's probably listening to this while he's driving on his car at the moment. Like, don't overthink this, mate, because I don't want you to crash, pal. Question eight. Wilfried Zaha has appeared in the Premier League for Crystal Palace, Manchester United, and which other club? Question eight. Wilfried Zaha has appeared in the Premier League for Crystal Palace, Manchester United, and which other club? I'm wondering how many of our listeners just got, I'm sure he's only played for Palace. Question number nine. Only nine teams in Premier League history have won more games than they've lost. Only one of them has not been a Premier League ever present or won a Premier League title. Who is it? Only nine teams in Premier League history have won more games than they've lost in the competition's history. Only one of them has not been either a Premier League ever present or won a Premier League title. Who is it? Question 10. Who is the oldest player to have won the Premier League Golden Boot at the time of winning the award? Question 10, who is the oldest player to have won the Golden Boot at the time of winning the award? Question 11. Who was the first Asian player to score a Premier League hat-trick? Question 11. Who was the first Asian player to score a Premier League hat-trick? And for the purposes of clarity on this quiz, Australia, despite where they try and qualify, is not an Asian country. Question 12. Who was Tottenham Hotspur manager when Harry Kane scored his first competitive goal for the club? Ooh. Now, that one got a big sigh. Partly because it's one of them Gary thinks, I can have a guess at that.
We can have a guess at it, but there's about four different managers who claim to have brought him through, isn't there?
There's probably more, mate.
Sherwood always takes the credit, doesn't he?
Stop saying names, sweetheart. Listen, Tim Sherwood, what a fucking twat. He'd take credit for anything. I always remember when he did an interview on Goals on Sunday after he'd lost his job, and he said he was getting loads of stick because we played at Liverpool and we got battered 4-0 on Mother's Day. I didn't speak to my mum much that day. And he watched the whole game in the stands, never went down to the dugout or nothing. And he said, I got loads of stick for that. He said, the results afterwards got so much better. Mate, look at them results after that game for Tottenham. We got battered by Benfica. We lost to Arsenal. Terrible, mate. So question 12, who was Tottenham manager when Harry Kane scored his first competitive goal for the club? Question 13. What is the lowest points total to have won the Premier League? Question 13, what is the lowest points total to have won the Premier League? Question 14, search your brains for this one. Who won the October 2014 Player of the Month? Now, there's more to the question. During a spell where he scored in seven successive games for West Ham. Question 14. Who won the October 2014 Player of the Month during a spell where he scored in seven successive games for West Ham? Question 15. Thierry Henry won four Premier League Golden Boots between 2002 and 2006. Which other player won the award during that period? Question 15. Thierry Henry won four Premier League Golden Boots between 2002 and 2006. Which other player won the award during that period? Question 16. Which former Everton player holds the record for being the Premier League's youngest ever goalscorer? Oh, I know it. I picture his face.
I can't think of his surname. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, if you go first name and give it right, I'll give you a congratulations afterwards and tell you you're wrong. Question 16. Which former Everton player holds the record for being the Premier League's youngest ever goal scorer? Question 17. There are two answers to this question, which will make sense once I read it. You need to get both answers to get the 1 point. Question 17. In what year did Frank Lampard score his first Premier League goal? And in what year did he score his last Premier League goal? Question 17. In what year did Frank Lampard score his first Premier League goal? And in what year did he score his last Premier League goal? Question 18. How many of the 2022-23 Premier League teams have moved their home stadium in the last 30 years? Now, that one's going to take some brain power, isn't it? Ryan's doing fingers on his hands, and I can tell you that he's got to two. Question 18. How many of the 2022-23 Premier League teams have moved their home stadium in the last 30 years?
Fucking hell.
You find this easy, Robbo?
Just trying to go for, I can't even think of the 20 teams in the Premier League at the minute.
It's always one, isn't it? I always do that quite a lot. We had, like, I'll write down the correspondence now for the board or something. I'm like, what fucking team am I missing? And it's never like the promoted club or something. It's always like Brighton or Palace or someone who's been around for a while.
I bet this is quite a high number, you know.
Right, you thought they're
mates. I was just thinking it was a low number.
All right. Well, what, let's split the difference and call it 10 then.
I mean, last 30 years as well is obviously the period of the Premier League, so.
Yeah.
We'll move on. If you thought MA team were hard, here come the patron questions.
Oh, God, these could be anything.
A couple of these are absurd. Question 19 is from Beach FPL. Who is the first American to play in the Premier League? Question 19. Who was the first American to play in the Premier League? To clarify, United States of America. Question 20 is from FF Finker. Which outfield player has made 335 Premier League appearances but never scored a goal? There's a few eyes bulging at Alvin. I've never got this either. Question 20. Which outfield player has made 335 Premier League appearances but never scored a goal? Question 21 is from Aaron CPSC, and that's not a clue to the answer. Who were Manchester City playing in the 2004-05 season when Stuart Pearce decided to put David James up front? Question 21. Who were Manchester City playing in the 2004-05 season when Stuart Pearce decided to put David James up front?
I prefer these questions, mate.
Sorry, mate?
I prefer these questions to your questions.
Is it? All right, you might like this one as well. Question 22 is from Sam O'Sullivan. And you know Sam likes his travels around non-league grounds, right? Who are the only team to have played in the Premier League and currently be outside the Football League? So for clarity, that's outside of England's top four divisions. Question 22, who are the only teams who have played in the Premier League and currently be outside the Football League? Question 23 is one of them you know you've heard in the pub, but it's whether you remember the answer or not. It's from Chris. who says, which player has played in the North London, Merseyside and Manchester derbies and has also won the Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League and European Championship? Question 23, which player has played in the North London derby, Merseyside derby, Manchester derby and has also won the Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League and European Championship?
On what is that, 23?
That's 23, yeah. Can tell you got a few blanks. I know that because Sujaway says that. No, Sujaway's the wrong question number, man. Question 24 is from Baz. Who is the only Italian player to ever win the Premier League? Question 24, who is the only Italian player to ever win the Premier League? Which feels remarkable when you can't be only one Italian player, and then you realise you can't even remember the one, and you think, okay, yeah, this is right.
I'm thinking of two, so.
Oh, that's interesting. Question 25 is from Mike, and this is a blinder. Which player has the most Premier League appearances with the letters R O N A L D O in his full name? Full name does not include middle names. It's first and no one knows middle names. First and second names. First and surnames, obviously. Which player has the most Premier League appearances with the letters Ronaldo in his full name?
But does he have to have two O's?
Yes. Which player has the most Premier League appearances with the letters Ronaldo in his full name, first and surname?
Do you even think of that question? Not first play.
Sue! Right, I'm going to reread all these questions at about 1 mile an hour to give the guys the chance to fill in their 20 blanks respectively. Question one. Who was the last player to wear number 9 for Leicester City in the Premier League before Jamie Vardy? Question two, who is the only player to score a Premier League hat-trick for 3 different clubs in the 21st century? Question three, which non-British and Republic of Ireland player has made the most Premier League appearances? Question four, which player scored a hat-trick against his previous club last season? Question five, which player from Scotland has scored the most Premier League goals? Question six, which Englishman who has not yet represented the senior England team became the first player born in the 21st century to score in the Premier League? Question seven, in what season did Samuel Eto'o play for Everton? Question eight, Wilfried Zaha has appeared in the Premier League for Crystal Palace, Manchester United and which other club? Question nine, only 9 teams in Premier League history have won more games than they've lost in the competition's history. Only one of them has not been a Premier League ever present or won a Premier League title. Who is it? Question 10. Who is the oldest player to have won the Golden Boot at the time of winning the award? Question 11. Who was the first Asian player to score a Premier League hat-trick? 12. Who was Tottenham manager when Harry Kane scored his first competitive goal for the club? 13. What is the lowest points total to have won the Premier League? 14. Who won the October 2014 Player of the Month during a spell where he scored in 7 successive games for West Ham? 15. Thierry Henry won 4 Premier League Golden Boots between 2002 and 2006. Which other player won the award during that period? Question 16. Which former Everton player holds the record for being the Premier League's youngest ever goal scorer? 17. In what year did Frank Lampard score his first Premier League goal? And in what year did he score his last Premier League goal? Question 18. How many of the 2022-23 Premier League teams have moved their home stadium in the last 30 years? Question 19. Who was the first American to play in the Premier League? Question 20. Which outfield player has made 335 Premier League appearances but never scored a goal? 21. Who were Manchester City playing in the 2004-05 season when Stuart Pearce decided to put David James up front? 22. Who are the only team to have played in the Premier League and currently be outside of the Football League? 23. Which player has played in the North London, Merseyside, Manchester Derby and has also won the Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League and European Championship? 24. Who is the only Italian player to ever win the Premier League? And 25, which player has the most Premier League appearances with the letters Ronaldo with two O's
in his full name?
Oh, dude, have you gone for goals?
Yeah.
I mean, guess what? That would, that would actually be really, really obvious. Question 25, which player has the most Premier League appearances with the letters Ronaldo in his full name? How you feeling, Robbo?
Well, I didn't have any blanks until I misheard that last question.
That sounds pretty good going, mate.
Yeah, well, I've just thrown a lot of answers in.
Mr. Mantle, how you feeling?
I wish I'd been in any of the other semi-finals because I wouldn't have made the final.
Okay. That's good. A lot of blanks?
Only one actual, well, two blanks, which is bad, and a lot of guesses.
Look, some of these questions need
Oh, no, I've got four blanks. I just realised I've got two other blanks.
You forget to look at page one, mate. I'm happy for... I know a lot of these require quite a bit of thought process. So if you get to the moment where you're asked and you want to have a punt, as long as you've done it before someone else. So what I'll probably do is when I go round, I'll ask if anyone's blank first and let you have the opportunity to have the first guess, basically. Angus, how are you feeling?
Not good.
Any blanks?
Quite a few.
Okay. That's caused shock and hysteria amongst your competitors. And Ryan Quinn's going to tell us he's got no blanks. I already know that.
I don't have any blanks, but it's a lot of guesses.
Yeah, some of these definitely require guesses. What's a little bit interesting, guys, you're listening to this, I believe, hopefully, on the 28th of July. We're actually recording this on the morning of Friday the 22nd. I don't think any of these quiz answers are going to date over the next 6 days. Surely that can't happen. There you go. That's question 26. Can any of these questions have dated in the last 6 days? So no, I can't tell you. I can't even tell you what Jesse Lingard's FPL price is at the moment. Sorry, guys.
I can't tell you. Stadiums.
I can tell you. I think he's 7.9 in Sky Fantasy, if you like that sort of thing. Yeah, basically, I'm just giving everyone some time to count football stadiums and work out if they can spell Ronaldo correctly and that kind of thing. Are you happy to do answers, guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean happy might be the wrong word.
But... Yeah.
I mean, Ryan's like, yeah, do it.
Intrigued.
Either tell me I've won or tell me my pain, one or the other. Mr. Mantle.
Yes.
Do you want a bit more time?
No, I mean, if it hasn't come now, it's not going to come, is it?
That might be the intro. Okay. Anyone got a blank for question one? It's tough.
I've got an answer.
Everyone got an answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Robbo, we'll come to you then. What you got?
Tony Cotty.
Mr. Mantle.
Steve Claridge.
Angus.
Darren Eady.
Oh, great shout.
And Ryan.
Paul Dickoff.
Can I tell you guys, all four of them guesses are brilliant and they're all wrong. Honestly, every single one of those guesses impressed me. I was like, oh, here comes some pain. Correct answer is Les Ferdinand.
Bloody hell.
That is so tough.
Yeah.
In fact, you obviously all had the right eras and stuff, right? And yet you still all missed. Brilliant. Question two, any blanks?
No.
Mr. Mantle, what have you got for any player to score three hat-tricks 21st century?
I forgot about that 21st century bit. He did play in the 21st century. The answer I've put is an Elka, but it's not the right answer.
Angus?
I put Lukaku.
Okay. Ryan?
I went with Kevin Phillips.
And Gary?
I've gone for Andy Cole.
They're all reasonable guesses. Again, and guess what?
I'm wrong.
They're all wrong. Gary Mantle, you're ridiculously close because Nicholas Anelka is one of the players who's scored three hat-tricks.
But one of them would have been for Arsenal, wouldn't it?
His Arsenal hat-trick was in 1999. The correct answer is Yakubu. Question three. Everyone got an answer? I'm going to assume, yes, everyone's got an answer, I guess. Angus, what have you got? Which non-British Irish player made the most Premier League appearances?
I've got Mark Schwarzer.
Ryan?
Similar thinking. Brad Friedel.
Gary Robinson?
Similar thinking. Jussi Eskelainen.
Oh, we've all gone keepers. Gary Mantle?
Similar thinking. Peter Schmeichel.
That's amazing that you've got four different answers. And they're all good answers.
And they're
one
all
of
wrong.
One of you is right. Correct answer is Mark Schwarzer.
Well done.
Yeah, good shout.
Yes, Ryan giving it is well done to himself.
Well done. That wasn't me.
Ryan's one up.
No, it wasn't me.
Who got that?
It's me.
Oh, was it you, Angus?
Yeah.
Angus got it.
Oh, apologies, Ryan. I'll scrub out your one. I'm actually keeping score on this one because I figured it wouldn't take long. As long as I write the right answers down. Angus is one up. Question four. Everyone got an answer? Oh, Angus is saying no.
I've got an answer, yeah.
Go on, Angus. Do you want to have a stab at it? And which player scored a hat-trick against his previous club last season?
Mo Salah.
Ryan.
Mahrez.
Gary Robinson.
Josh King.
Gary Mantle.
You didn't score a hat-trick. Nketiah.
Well done, Mr. Robinson. Correct answer is Josh King for Watford at Goodison Park.
Great shot.
Question five. Everyone got an answer for highest scoring Scottish Premier League player?
Yeah.
I'll come to you first then, Ryan.
Stephen Fletcher.
Gary Robinson.
I've gone for Duncan Ferguson.
Mr. Mantle.
Also Duncan Ferguson.
And Angus.
Also Duncan Ferguson.
I'm sorry, Ryan. The other boys are right. It is Duncan Ferguson is the correct answer. Question six. Everyone got an answer? It's a tough one.
Really I don't have tough. An answer.
No.
Yeah, I've had a guess.
All right. Gary, I'll let you guess first.
Well, I mean, if I could guess, I'd know how to put an answer if I could guess, wouldn't I? So is someone born after 2000? So he's roughly 22 years old.
Well done. Oh, he could have been. That. Right, he's not going to get it. Yeah, Angus?
Not going to get it.
Not a clue.
Ryan, what you got?
I've got Ademola Lookman. So I thought you might have scored for Everton.
It's a good shout. Gary Robinson.
I've gone for Lamperty.
I don't know who that is. Lamperty?
No, I don't know. Who do I mean?
Tarek Lamptey. Lamperty.
Who do I mean?
You've made a right Lamperty of yourself there, haven't you?
No, I mean... Oh, what's he
He's not even... So Lamperty or Lamptey is not even the answer you want. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I've forgotten his name.
You haven't forgotten his name because whatever you're thinking, you'd have thought of it by now. The correct answer is Tottenham's Ryan Sessegnon.
Wow.
Dirty young goal for Fulham. Question seven. I take it everyone's going to have an answer for this one, aren't they? So, Gary Robinson, we'll come to you first. In what season did Samuel Eto'o play for Everton?
I've gone 15-16.
Gary Mantle.
I'm pretty sure it's 16-17 because I think he was with us in the disastrous Mourinho season of 15-16. So the answer is 16-17.
Angus.
I went 14-15.
Ryan.
16-17 as well.
Angus is right. It's 14-15.
Wow. Cross that out. Fucking hell.
Question eight. Everyone got an answer for Wilfried Zaha's third club?
I have.
Gary Mantle.
Cardiff.
Angus.
Cardiff.
Ryan.
Cardiff.
And Mr. Robinson.
Cardiff.
Way, we're all right. Is that your first one right, Ryan?
Yeah, on the board.
It's all right, mate. There's loads to go. Question nine. Everyone got an answer for that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Who went first last time?
I went first, I think.
Angus.
I've got Leeds.
Ryan.
Sheffield United.
Gary Robinson.
Newcastle.
And Gary Mantle.
Aston Villa.
Angus, you begin to look like the man to beat here, mate.
Cross Leeds out.
Wait till you get to my blanks.
It's a tough question. So, yes, Leeds United are the only team who have won more games than they've lost in Premier League history, but not won a Premier League title or been a Premier League ever present. All reasonable guesses, guys. Question 10. We'll come to Ryan then, if everyone's got an answer. Who is the oldest player to win the Golden Boot at the time of winning the award?
I've actually gone for Les Ferdinand, but I doubt he's going to come up
to us. Yeah, listen, you should know some of the others it can do, mate. Gary Robinson.
I've gone for Jamie Vardy.
Gary Mantle.
Jamie Vardy.
And Angus.
Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, you got a Leicester player, Ryan.
Yeah.
It is. Correct answer is Jamie Vardy. Right, after 10, I've got this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I got Angus, I got you on 6. I got Robbo, you on 4. Mantle on 3, Ryan on 1. Is that all correct so far?
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, lovely jubbly. Question 11, everyone got an answer?
No.
I have.
Angus is shaking his head, so I'm going to come to Angus first. Do you want to have a stab?
What was the question again?
Angus McPhail, what's your full name? Question 11, who was the first Asian player to score a Premier League hat-trick?
I'll go with Son.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reasonable stab, isn't it? Yeah. Ryan?
Kagawa.
Gary Robinson.
I've got Kagawa as well.
And Mr. Mantle.
Went with the reasonable stab, Son.
It is. Shinji Kagawa is the correct answer. The other obvious one to stab at was Park, if he'd have had one, I guess. Question 12. I'm going to guess you've all written a Tottenham manager down. So who are we coming to? Would it be you, Gary Robinson? I think so.
I've gone for Harry Redknapp.
Gary Mantle.
AVB.
AVB. Angus.
I've also put AVB.
And Ryan.
Yeah, Villas-Boas.
Three of you are wrong.
Oh, right.
The man in charge when Harry Kane scored his first competitive goal for Tottenham was Harry Redknapp.
Well played.
It was in a UEFA, it wouldn't be UEFA Cup, Europa League group stage match in Ireland against Shamrock Rovers.
Is that the game he played in goal as well, or was that a different one?
No, that was years later. That,
oh, was it?
That, 2011. Is that first competitive? Yeah, mate.
2011. So he hadn't. What's that? 2011 was Harry Kane's first Tottenham goal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, we'd only just got
AVB. But to be fair, it was a long time to his second Tottenham goal. Right, everyone got an answer for question 13. You must have all guessed something. So Gary Mantle, what is the lowest points total to have won a Premier League?
75.
Angus.
76.
Ryan.
76.
And Gary Robinson.
I've gone for 75 as well. I think it was us in 96, 97.
Spot on, my friend. 75 and Manchester United 96, 97. Everyone got an answer for 14? West Ham player?
Yeah.
Angus.
I've no idea where this has come from, but I've got Diafra Sacco.
Ryan?
That was one of three names I've written down, but I've gone for Enner Valencia.
Robinson.
I've also got Diafra Sacco.
And Mr. Mantle.
I was completely lost. I've put Payet.
Oh, Ryan, it's a West Ham question, mate.
I know. It could have been Andy Carroll as well. But
it is Diafra Sacco.
I think that was the season I had him on. I was in Morocco and I had him, my captain's armband on him in the morning, and I switched it last minute the day that Aguero got five against Newcastle. I'm pretty sure that was the same season.
That's about my first FPL memory. I know that I was playing the game in that season because I know me and the wife were both sitting there and captained Aguero.
Yeah.
Question 15. Again, I'm going to guess everyone's got an answer. Who should I be coming to first here? No one remembers by this stage, do they? Right, Angus, fuck it, it's you. Actually, no, you went last one, didn't you? Ryan. Van Nistelrooy gone for the winner of Golden Boot between 02 and 06 that wasn't Henry. Gary Robinson.
Yeah, Van Nistelrooy.
Mr. Mantle.
Van Nistelrooy.
And Angus.
Van Nistelrooy.
Full house. Ruud van Nistelrooy. Do you want to finish it off, Gary?
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Such a shit song, dude. Seriously. What can we come up with? Question 16. Everyone got an answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gary Robinson, youngest Premier League goal scorer.
James Vaughan.
Gary Mantle.
James Vaughan.
Angus.
James Vaughan.
And Ryan.
That's James Vaughan.
Full house again, guys. Is this suddenly getting easier or something? I must have put these questions in the wrong order. 17. You will all have answers. So, Gary Mantle, no pressure as former player for you. What two answers have you got for Lampard's first and last Premier League goals?
So, the last one, I think, is 2015, because he scored against us that season. So I've guessed at the first one, 1999.
Angus.
It's 1997 and 2015.
Ryan.
Yeah, 1997 and 2015.
Gary Robinson.
I've got 96 and 2016.
Correct answers. 1997 and 2015. Well done, Angus and Ryan. Question 18. Angus. How many teams have moved stadiums?
Eight.
Ryan.
Gone with seven.
Gary Robinson.
11.
Gary Mantle.
I got as far as seven, so I can't wait to find out who I've forgotten.
Yeah.
The correct answers are Arsenal, Brentford, Brighton, Leicester, Man City, Southampton, Tottenham, and West Ham.
Saints.
Angus is right. It's eight.
Forgot Leicester.
The correct answers were Arsenal, Brentford, Brighton, Leicester, Man City, Southampton, Tottenham, and West Ham. Correct answer is eight.
I actually wrote those eight down and then assumed I'd missed some, so I added a couple on.
So I've got, before we do the patron questions, I've got Angus on 11. I've got Gary, I've got you on 10. Gary Mantle on 6 and Ryan on 5. Is that all right, gents?
Yeah.
Fuck, mate. I didn't know I could count. Right, question 19. Ryan, first American to play in the Premier League.
Probably there's one before this, but Casey Keller is the first one I remember.
Gary Robinson.
I don't even know if he's actually American, but I've gone for Roy Wegerle.
Good shout. Gary Mantle.
John Hawks.
Angus.
I couldn't think of one, so I went for Brad Friedel.
John Hark's is a great shout.
John Hark's is correct.
Yeah.
Good shout, Gary Mantle. Question 20. Has everyone got an answer?
Yeah.
I could have spent a week on this and not got it, I think. Gary Robinson, who has played 335 Premier League appearances but never scored a goal?
I've gone for Alan Hutton.
Gary, you think 335 Premier League games is fucking ambitious. Gary Mantle.
It also might be ambitious. Tony Hibbert.
Angus.
I had Tony Hibbert as well.
They're great shouts, guys. Ryan.
Jason Dodd.
It's also a good shout. I want to say I think Jason Dodd might have one, maybe.
Yeah.
They're good shouts, though, guys. They are incorrect. Tony Hibbert, I think, is second on the list. Correct answer is Kenny Cunningham.
Wow.
Yeah, take that one down the boozer later and look at all the odd looks you get. Like, why have you wasted an hour of my time? Question 21. Who were Man City playing when they threw David James up front? Who am I coming to? Is it you, Gary Robinson? What it is now, anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to say West Ham.
Gary Mantle.
Middlesbrough.
Angus.
Middlesbrough.
And Ryan.
I'm sure it's Charlton.
It is Middlesbrough.
Oh, there you go.
It is Middlesbrough. And they were both competing against each other for seventh place. And UEFA Cup qualification. Robbie Fowler missed the late penalty. Middlesbrough got into Europe and obviously got to the final the following year. Lost to Seville, who everyone except West Ham has lost to in Europe in that competition. Question 22. Gary Mantle. Which Premier League team is no longer part of the top four divisions?
Don't know that they definitely played in the Premier League. Notts County.
Angus.
I went with Oldham.
Ryan.
Oldham.
And Gary Robinson.
Yeah, I've gone Oldham.
Yeah, it's Oldham. Notts County, Gary, were in the last division of the first division, went down in 1992. Oldham obviously just relegated from League Two last year. Question 23. Which players played in various shit? Gary Mantle.
I've already guessed him once, so I'll guess him again. Nicholas Anelka.
Angus.
I didn't have an answer.
Ryan.
Anelka.
And Gary Robinson.
Yeah, I went Anelka as well.
Yeah, Nicholas Anelka is correct. Played, obviously, for Arsenal, for Liverpool, Man City in those derbies, and also won Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League with Real Madrid, and European Championship. Question 24. Everyone got an answer?
Yeah.
Angus, who's the Italian to win the Premier League?
Mario Balotelli.
Ryan.
Makeda, I went before.
Gary Robinson.
Yeah, I've gone Balotelli, assuming Makeda must not have played enough games to get a medal.
And Gary Mantle.
Balotelli.
Correct. Mario Balotelli. That's interesting, though, with Makeda. Yeah, of course he would have.
Yeah.
He would have played for you. But yeah, I want to say I only played about four games for you, Robbo.
Yeah. Must have done.
Harsh.
It's a shame, though, because he got two winners in two weeks.
I mean, the goal against Villa is one of my favourite ever Premier League goals, actually, because you were on the ropes, not just in that game. Well, you weren't in the game, obviously, at 2-2, but you were on the ropes at the time in the league. I mean, you lost at Fulham the week before.
Yeah, lost at Fulham, and Rooney had been sent off, hadn't he? And a couple of weeks after the 4-1 at Liverpool as well.
It was like if you didn't win that, it was potentially unravelling. It was a massive goal.
Yeah.
Right, question 25.
I haven't got an answer for this, so
you better come up with one quick. Really. You're one behind Angus.
Right, I can't think of one. I think someone was called Alan. Alan. Nah, I can't think of one. We'll be here all day. I can't think of one.
It's not an Alan. Nah, Gary Mantle, what you got?
after rearranging all the letters and the only name I could see was Donald Trump, I've had to just guess Ronaldo.
I really loved that. I really loved that.
I mean, that's not my... Trump is not my guess. Ronaldo's my guess. Yeah, just sort of trick question type of thing.
And coming to Planet FPL Patreon in 2023, Planet FPL does countdown. Angus?
I've got nothing.
Ryan?
The only one I was looking at was Jorginho Wijnaldum, but there's not enough O's in that thing. Or is there?
How would you feel How would you feel if I told you that Ronaldo is the correct answer?
No way.
It's not. But it will be soon. He is two appearances behind Dean Holdsworth.
Bloody hell.
And go and get Mike on Slack because that's a fucking blinder. And I did properly check that. Ronaldo is two appearances behind Dean Holdsworth in all-time Premier League appearances, which means we've got final scores, I think, of confirmed plays. Ryan, 7.
Yes.
Gary Mantle, 10.
Yep.
Gary Robinson, 13.
Yeah.
Angus McPhail, 14.
Yeah.
You are the champion, my friend. Congratulations.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Angus.
To get half of them right is phenomenal, guys. That's some tough going, them questions there, some of them. So well done. Angus, what do you want as a prize, mate?
I hadn't thought about that.
Right. Think about it. DM Suj. And you never know, you might get a response before Christmas. Many, many congratulations to Angus, our first patron quiz champion. I can tell you your prize, Angus, is that if we do this next year, you're the fucking quiz master. And you can do it. Because I don't know if I can come up with 105 good questions again. I was about to say,
but like, questions, coming up with more questions.
Oh, God. Yeah, where do you begin to look? It'll become easy next year. Well done. Congrats, guys, on all getting to the final. Great achievement. Angus, well done on winning the trophy. I've now got to plug tomorrow's content. God, Ask James stream, I think. We're probably going to try and... I've got to fit these in around recordings. It's probably going to be 3:30 p.m. UK time, I think. I've also got to pick the child up. Yes, correspondent week. Boom. Right, that's it. Thanks again to Gary, Angus. Well done, mate. And Ryan. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.